With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
This is John Middlecoff from 3 and Out with John Middlecoff. Superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Volume.
Yo, what up, guys? Welcome back to Three Rounds. So, last week, it was fun to be back doing the show. As I always say, I thank each and every one of you for tapping into my content. Thank you. Today, I'm going to do something a little different. So, we're going to go three rounds still. But, as we head to the midpoint of the year, I'm going to go three rounds on the best fights of the year. Starting from three, going all the way to number one in round three. This will be fun. Because we've had some tremendous battles over the first part of the year. So let's get to the fight.
I'm going to show you.
Yeah.
I'm experienced.
All right, guys. Now for round one. As we get into the best fights of the year, we will start from three, going all the way down to number one. At number three, it's a fight that could have been number one on anybody's list. But the two fights that I have coming up later, I feel, because of the stakes, because of the competitors, may have propelled it a little bit further ahead of this one. But this one was very important because this one was the first time we have seen Shavkat Rakhmonov challenged by one of the best fighters in the world. And when you talk about a prospect passing with flying colors, he did absolutely that as he fought Jeff Neal, who for his part had a great accounting of himself and showed how tough and durable he is. These guys fought in Las Vegas and fought on UFC 285. As John Jones made his return, these guys were on the pay-per-view, and boy, did they deliver. Jeff Neal landed 60 of 145 significant strikes, 47%, and every single strike that he landed in that fight was a significant one because he only landed 69 total. He had a minute and 12 of control time. A lot of that along the side of the octagon. Rakhmonov was absolutely amazing. Landing 113 of 179 six strikes, 63%. Won 20 of 186 total strikes with 3 minutes and 45 seconds of control time. But it wasn't a build, as we will see in one of the later fights. This was Rakhmonov dominating from round one all the way to the end. Landing 43 shots in the first round, 67% out of 64. Landing 35 of 70 in round two for 50% landed. And in round three, landing, and dude, that round three, the kid was amazing. He landed 35 of 45 of his significant strikes, 77% of his six strikes to end the fight. In what proved to be the toughest fight of his career. And it was only tough because of how tough Jeff Neal is. Not many people could have stood up to the beating that that dude withstood in that fight. He never quit on himself. Every single round Jeff Neal walked out there, he went out there with the sole intention of getting his hand raised. Unfortunately, he was in there with a better fighter. Shavkat Rakhmonov, while he may not have the intrigue or the mystique or the cachet of Khamzat Chimaev, he would seem to be as dangerous because he doesn't have to beat you quick to really make a statement. He dominated Jeff Neal. He dominated a prepared Jeff Neal. He dominated a willful Jeff Neal. He dominated a Jeff Neal that came into Las Vegas with his coaches and his team out there to stop the hype train. Some of the shots that Jeff Neal absorbed over the course of that fight would have made any other fighter on the roster crumble. He was just unwilling to give up on himself. We had seen Jeff Neal struggle before. When he fought Wonderboy Thompson, he struggled with the lint of Wonderboy. He struggled with the traps that was put in front of him. And when he started to struggle with those same things against Shavkat, he bit down on the mouth guard and said, I'm going to turn this into a fight. I got to be honest with you. When that happened, I was a bit worried for Rachmaninoff. I didn't know if Rachmaninoff possessed the oomph to really deal with that type of fight. Not only did he possess it, he had more of it than we ever could have expected. That thing, that dog, that ultimately can allow you to become a champion at some point. He showed that in spades. He showed that he is going to be a problem for anybody they put him in an octagon with. This fight was bananas. Go back and watch it. Anytime you got a fight that tells two stories, one story being the toughness and durability of fighter A, the other story being the domination of fighter B, matchmaking at its finest. That's what you got at UFC 285. But for as good as that fight was, it's not my best fight of the first part of the year. We'll get to that in a little bit. Let's get to round two. All right. For round two, UFC 284, we had Islam Makhachev defending his championship against Alexander Volkanovski. Guys, no one, and I mean no one, gave Volkanovski a chance to beat Islam, especially after the way Islam did Charles Dubronx Oliveira to become the champion. But to anyone that would listen, Alexander Volkanovski said it was going to be much more competitive. It was going to be a much better fight than people thought it would. And Islam almost laughed him off. Islam was Islam. He thought that he was going to run through this guy because why wouldn't he? When all he had done up to that point is dominate. But what I don't think he expected was Volkanovski to be as prepared as he was to dethrone him. And when I tell you it was a fight, it was a absolute barn burner. Let me tell you who wasn't surprised though. Khabib Nurmagomedov. He told me privately, I worry about this fight. It's tough for Islam. He knew. He recognized. The whole team knew. The whole team knew it would be very tough. I was able to sit with these guys for ESPN together and interview them. And they were going back and forth jawing. And Volk was carrying such a confidence that was almost surprising. We all know Islam's confident. But Volk was carrying a confidence about him that was almost surprising to me. But why wouldn't he be? Because by the time this thing was done, and I read you the stats, it was crazy. Islam landed 57 of his 95 significant strikes. Landed 60%, so he had a great fight. Landed 4 of 9 takedowns, and he had 7 minutes and 37 seconds of control time. Keep that in your mind. That 7:37, keep that in your mind because it's very important as I get more into this fight. Volkanovski was 70 for 143 and landed 48% of his significant strikes. He had no takedowns, but he did have 2 minutes and 55 seconds of control time. That being a reversal he had where he was able to control some time on the ground and clinch control played a part in some of the effectiveness that was Alexander Volkanovski. 7 minutes and 37 seconds. I believe that is ultimately what allowed for Makhachev to hold on to his championship, because when you look at round by round, these guys are very competitive. Round one, Makhachev was 10 for 16. Volkanovski was 11 for 23. Round two, Makhachev was 19 for 32. Volk was 19 for 34. Round three, Islam was 16 to 22. Volk was 14 to 37. Round four, Makhachev slowed down. We had never seen that. He only landed 4 of 9 shots. Volkanovski was 6-14. Round 5, it was all Volkanovski. 8-16 for Makhachev. 20 of 36 for Volkanovski. When you look at these numbers, you know why it was so competitive. But it brings me back to 7:37, because I believe that control time is what allowed for Makhachev to hold his title. But nobody thought that that's what we were in store for when these two were matched up. Volkanovski showed why he's one of the best fighters in the world, pound for pound. And to the point that after the fight, people still had him ranked number one in the world, pound for pound. That's how competitive that fight was. But let's not mistake what we saw. We saw Makhachev win. Makhachev won the fight. And a lot of times when you get into these fights where one guy is so favored, everything the other guy does is almost judged at a greater level. Makhachev won the fight. He showed that he was able to stand with Volkanovski the entirety of the fight. And he really did get tested in so many ways that we had not seen Makhachev tested before. But ultimately, what we got was the two best fighters, pound for pound, in my opinion, fighting for the lightweight championship of the world, to the point that Volkanovski was offered an immediate second chance at fighting Makhachev. That's how competitive the fight was. Hey, a good fight can be a knockdown dragout. And we'll get to the number one fight, and that's exactly what that was. But it also can be two of the most skilled guys in the world competing at a level that not many can match. And I believe that is exactly what we got at UFC 284. My number two fight of the first part of the year, Makhachev versus Volkanovski from Australia at UFC 284. Now it's time to pay some bills, guys.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card.
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all. But here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair plugs. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have
know
to do that
saying?
With everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The Game Time app is the world leader in last-minute ticket purchases, whether it be basketball, football, UFC, concerts, or comedy shows. It does not matter. The Game Time app has got you. All you got to do Download the Game Time app. Use the promo code DCTV. We will give you $20 off of your very first purchase. So it don't matter where you are in the world, guys. New York City, Los Angeles, the beautiful Bay Area. Get out and do something fun and use the Game Time app to get it done. Last minute tickets, the Game Time app's got you. Also, use that promo code DCTV and we'll give you $20 off of your first purchase. Now it's time to get to round three. My number one fight for the first half of 2023. It wasn't very long ago that we flew across the pond and went to London. You know, that arena was on fire. And they had so many celebrities. It was such a great environment for Leon Edwards versus Kamaru Usman, number three. It's so easy to forget that first fight between the two. But it was UFC 286 from London, packed house, and in the co-main event, the highlight, Justin Gaethje steps to the octagon to fight Rafael Fiziev. Rafael Fiziev asked for this fight. Everybody wants to fight Justin Gaethje until it's time to fight Justin Gaethje. I mean, the guy is just an absolute savage and one of the hardest puzzles to solve in all of mixed martial arts. They walk to the octagon, and I'm sitting there with Michael Bisping and John Anakin. It's very evident from the moment the fight starts, Fiziev has a speed advantage. So as a guy that's friends with Gaethje, I'm thinking to myself, wow, he's in trouble. He's finally getting caught up to by the younger guys. He may not have the ability to keep up to these dudes anymore. But in true Justin Gaethje form, he starts to overperform. Justin ultimately lands 103 of 171 significant strikes, 60%. He landed one takedown, which is not something he does very well. He landed 106 of 174 total strikes. So of the 174 total strikes Justin Gaethje threw, 103 of them were significant strikes. He took Fiziev down, but he let him right back up. He has no interest in wrestling. It's like he doesn't care. NCAA All-American. Fiziev, for his part, was 97 of 169. 97 of 169 total. So every single strike Fiziev threw was a significant strike. It was very early that you saw Fiziev held the advantage. Round one, Gaethje, 23 of 36. He kept missing. And that's when the worry set in for guys that are on Team Gaethje. Fiziev was 32 of 49, but it was the impact in which Fiziev was landing that really did have Justin Gaethje on his heels. Now, Gaethje, for his part, told me, he goes, dude, I started way too slow. I was trying to be patient, and that was the game plan, but I put myself behind the eight ball, so I had work to do. Round two, a much more competitive round. Gaethje landed 27 of 48, Fiziev 32 of 49. Round three, all Gaethje, 53 of 87, 38 of 70 for Fiziev, who, for his part, did not slow down very much in the biggest moment of his career. He showed that he belonged, and that's something that we're seeing a lot more of today, right? We saw it with Sean O'Malley when he fought against Piotr Jan. We didn't know how he would handle that level of competition. He showed that he belonged, regardless of what you thought of the decision. Fiziev did the same thing. Very rarely do you lose and you don't lose anything. Rafael Fiziev lost nothing because he fought with so much heart, with so much courage in the face of an adversity that not many people survive. And I think what speaks to Justin Gaethje in truth is looking at the third round, the hardest round, the round where you're most fatigued, he had more output, doubling almost what he had done prior. In round one, he threw 30-something strikes. He was behind Fiziev. Fiziev was able to jump out ahead of him. 48, he's building now. By round three, Justin Gaethje threw 90 strikes. He beat him. He battered and bruised him. He took him down. Justin Gaethje did what he does, and that's take your will to fight. So for even though Fiziev was there and still trying, you could really see that it was done. I've never met a person like Gaethje in the face of adversity and in the face of dire circumstances. He lives for it. He loves the chaos. He loves living in the moment of being in just a train wreck. That fight was amazing. And people were on their feet from the moment it started. Go back and watch these fights, guys. They're all amazing. But this one here was easily my best fight to start the first part of the year. And now for my final thought. Guys, as we head into the second part of the year, it's only going to get better. We have the return of Jon Jones. We have the return of Conor McGregor. We have the return of so many of the best fighters in the world. It sounds like Aljamain Sterling is fighting again. We are going to get to watch Alexander Volkanovski, Islam Makhachev, Khamzat Chimaev. Get excited, guys. Because for as good as it's been so far, it's only going to get better as we head into the second part of 2023. Lastly, big congratulations to all my Gilroy wrestlers who signed wrestling scholarships this year. Best class that we have had to this point. 7 kids going to university. So when you look at them on Instagram, I posted a photo. Give those kids a like. Give them a big congratulations because these are lifelong dreams that have been accomplished. We all got good work to do, guys. I'm just lucky to play a part in those kids' journeys. Until next time, like, subscribe, and tell your friend to tell a friend that DC's got a YouTube channel and that he's dropping fire content. I'll see you guys on the next one. Peace.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
It's up, it's up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.